So with us once again from the Sharon Hospital is Christine McCullough. This is her second visit with us. Christine, thanks for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
You know, a lot to say and do and talk about the hospital. I guess, you know, we were talking about this earlier this morning, how New York State has seen a drastic drop, except a couple of upstate counties by the Finger Lakes in COVID-19. I guess we'll start off with the report from Sharon Hospital. What is the status of COVID-19 as you see it in our area?
We are seeing a similar trend in Litchfield County as well as within our hospital. We had that little surge in May, and now we're seeing the rates trending down. Litchfield County is somewhere around the 8% positivity rate, and across the state, there are somewhere a little over 200 inpatient hospitalized COVID-positive patients, which is a low number. And in Litchfield County, it's less than 10. Here in the hospital, we probably have 0 to 2 patients on an average day. So we're pleased with the number of patients and that these rates are coming down. We do continue to have vaccine available that we offer to our emergency department patients and our inpatients, and we have monoclonal antibody infusion. So still providing the services for our COVID patients, but very pleased to see those rates coming down.
The question would then be, what advice do you have for people, seeing as, you know, we are having more and more events, thank goodness in the summertime, are outside or in open theaters or anything like that, and theaters, some of the theaters are requiring masks and stuff. What would be your advice to people from the hospital standpoint, Christina?
Oh, I think we have to remain diligent and be smart about what we're doing. Thankfully, it is summer, and the nice weather allows us to be outside, which, of course, has a lower transmission rate than when you're indoors. And just be smart. If you're not feeling well or you're sick, stay home and don't go to those events so we can help keep the rates down.
Now, before I go on, once again, something has reemerged with me where I've needed to go to the hospital a couple of times for tests. I will say this. If I am seen struggling walking at all, like I was after my second test because my knees had to be in a certain position for about an hour, one thing I love about the personal touch at the hospital is they come with a wheelchair. If they see me coming, they ask if I need a wheelchair, which I don't. But once again, I want to credit the people in your radiology department. I've had a couple of visits there over the past week, and also your guard and your entry staff. You're treated with respect and compassion, and they just do a great job. So I wanted to pass that along to you. 5 stars to the people that greet you as you come in the hospital, and also to the technician that dealt with me in the radiology department.
Marshall, thank you for that. I will certainly share with our team. We have amazing staff that work here and really try to make it personalized for everybody. So it's really nice to hear that you had a great experience.
All right. So now let's talk a little bit about it's PCT week. Explain what PCT week is.
It is. So our PCTs are our patient care technicians, and they are employees of our hospital, and they support the nursing care team. Our PCTs do functions like EKGs, and they draw blood. They also help with normal activities such as bathing and walking and anything that a patient in our hospital may need. They're amazing employees and really such a critical part of our team that delivers care every day here.
I think of people like that and any of the staff, I think one of the big benefits of having Sharon Hospital around is that whenever you go to the hospital, even if it's for a normal test, your blood pressure goes up. You know, you're a little nervous. You're a human being, and having people from the community, by the community, and know that there's people in the hospital that have been around for a long time, really gives you a leg up. It makes you a lot calmer once you're there for whatever reason you're there for. So it's kudos. That's what makes a small hospital so great.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. That's what I love so much about our hospital is it's that small family feel, right? Everybody knows everybody, and you see familiar faces when you come in, and it's just very comforting.
All right. We'll move away from the patient care and your fabulous employees. Let's go into the transition plan, which is being put in place for Sharon Hospital by New Vance Health. Let's talk a little bit about that leadership transition. First of all, your transition. How smooth has it been for you to get in that chair and to get in that position over the past 2 weeks?
So our transition has been going very well. Everyone has been extremely supportive. And Dr. Herkel and I will continue to transition over the next few months as Dr. Herkel transitions to his full-time president role at Putnam Hospital. I will transition to the full-time president role here at Sharon Hospital. And then we'll be recruiting for a new chief nursing officer to replace my prior role. So a lot of change. It will take some time, but it's been going very well, and we've been receiving a lot of support.
Now, overall, when you look at this, the next couple of months that are headed for you, and I guess because I always compare the Sharon Hospital to like a big onion. There's so many different layers of things that go on, all at the same time. And it's from business to health to relationships to dealing with the public to dealing with doctors and nurses. How do you see this going over the course of the next couple of months, especially with the application to the state and everything? There's a lot on your plate that are coming up over the next 3 months.
Well, I think an onion is a great way to describe it. We are, as far as the process with the state and OHS, which is the Office of Healthcare Strategy, we have two applications that are in process with them. The one is to phase out labor and delivery services, and this has completed the initial phase of that application, and we're next waiting for a date for what they call a public hearing. It's after that a decision is then rendered. And the second application is related to our inpatient services and consolidating some of our services that are provided in our ICU with our medical surgical unit to create some efficiencies. So that application is open as well, and they're following the normal processes that OHS does follow. So I'm sure that will progress over the upcoming months, and we'll stay on track with responding as questions come up from OHS.
Now, on top of all this is the amazing thing about your transformation into president of the hospital. On top of all of that, you have the daily running of the hospital, and you must already be starting to work on budgets for next year. And you really have no idea what state aid is going to be available.
Yeah, you're right. We are smack in the middle of budget season. The one thing I will say about Sharon Hospital is we have a wonderful leadership team that are very strong and dedicated and committed. So those day-to-day operations handled by that leadership team, of course, with Dr. Herkel and I, but we have many experienced leaders and, of course, many experienced staff, and the hospital operations are run very well.
And did you have butterflies on that first day where you were actually in the office, or were the butterflies already gone because you had an incredibly important task to begin with at the hospital?
So I think I'm more excited than anything, and I think anytime you move into a new role, there are mixed emotions, right? Excitement, a little bit of nervousness, but overall, really optimistic and looking forward to the future of this hospital. It means a lot to me. I've been here 8 years, and just really honored to be in this position to lead us into the future.
And I think what you just mentioned really puts the community at ease. I know I've seen in the paper and I've heard and seen other comments on the internet that people are really glad that you, as someone who's familiar with the hospital and has been there for 8 years, are the one that's selected to fill that post. So I know that all people wish you the best of luck, the smoothest of transitions, and the community's happy to have one of their own heading up the hospital.
Yeah, oh, that's great to hear. I definitely am feeling all of that support, and it's wonderful. And I think we all want the same thing. We want this hospital to be here for our children's children and for it to be really a vibrant part of our community. So I'm really looking forward to the future.
Well, once again, Christine, thanks for joining us this morning. Obviously, we'll be speaking to you again. We like to touch base a couple of times a month, if possible, keeping everybody updated. And once again, congratulations and best of luck. And enjoy your first week of summer, if you can, going into the weekend.
Thank you so much, Marshall. To you as well.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Once again, here on Robin Hood Radio, that is Christine McCullough, who is once again the president of Sherwood Hospital, right smack dab in the middle of transition to her role at the hospital.